Well, we're here at Columbus today for the grand opening of Sapp Brothers Biodiesel Blending Facility here in Columbus. And we're going to talk with Andy Richard of Sapp Brothers Petroleum. Andy, talk about this facility. Now, I understand you opened one in Norfolk last summer, a similar one.
Yeah. So open one in Norfolk. We actually have one in Carter Lake, Iowa. We have one in Council Bluffs, Iowa. We're going to open one in Geneva, Nebraska in a few weeks. And a few weeks after that, we're going to open one in Sioux City, Iowa. So this facility, like all of the others, what we try to do is put them as close as possible to a refined fuel terminal. So either a NuStar or Magellan, those are the two kind of pipeline terminals that run through our state. And so what happens is you're going to go take a big truck, you're going to fill it up with diesel, and you're going to come to one of these facilities and you're going to what's called splash blend. You're going to blend some biodiesel into your diesel. And so that's strategically what we want to do. So all of those towns that I listed are by refined fuel terminals.
And Sapp Brothers, of course, sells biodiesel at all your locations then? Or?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So what we want to do is obviously we sell it through our travel centers. But we also want to make it available to any distributors, any co-ops, any end users that are interested in biodiesel. Obviously, there's a lot of great benefits to running biodiesel. One of the ones that I think is probably near and dear to most people's heart is price. A lot of times, because you can blend biodiesel into diesel, it reduces your cost of your fuel.
Where does the soy biodiesel come from?
It comes from all over the Midwest. There are a lot of this is kind of the breadbasket of biodiesel. When I say this, I'm meaning Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri. There are a lot of companies. One example would be REG. Another example would be ADM. Another example would be AGP. That produce biodiesel in and around the Midwest, right where we're at.
Well, you mentioned reducing the cost, and there's other benefits to soy biodiesel as well, environmental benefits too.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's a cleaner burning fuel than petrodiesel. In 2000, I believe it was 2007, they changed the spec of diesel and they went to an ultra low sulfur diesel, which took a lot of the sulfur, which is a lubricating agent in the diesel fuel. And so soybean oil adds lubricity back into the fuel. It's got a higher cetane. And certainly, it's a domestically produced fuel. I think all the agricultural businesses that are listening to this, it's helping increase the cost of soybeans.
And truckers happy with it?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I think it got like any industry, when it first started, there were a lot of different type of people who blend. It really, over the last 25 years, the product has become a great product to use, and it's become a lot more consistent. And so some of those early problems, very similar to the ethanol industry, where it got a bad name, are really kind of past us.
So this facility then, what you're saying is it just makes it a lot easier for folks to blend biodiesel.
Certainly. So what our hope is here, you couldn't come and just with a regular tractor and pull up and fill up here. What this is for is for Sapp Brothers trucks, as well as anyone that has a commercial truck that would deliver, fuel. They could go to the refined fuel terminal, pick up their diesel, come here in what's called splash blend, and then they would splash blend the biodiesel into the diesel. And so that could be used for a co-op or for a local distributor. Anyone that pulls out of the Columbus NuStar refined fuel terminal, certainly they can get a hold of us and we can get set up and they could pull some biodiesel.